These are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Dan McCarthy. Kieran Trippier is reportedly remaining patient when it comes to a potential move to Manchester United. The Red Devils are believed to have identified the England international as the ideal player to challenge Aaron Wan-Bissaka for the right-back position at Old Trafford. Trippier's versatility is also thought to appeal to Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's side, who will be without left-back Alex Telles until September due to an ankle problem, leaving the team short of cover at left-back. Manchester United are believed to have thus far been frustrated in talks with Atletico Madrid, who were set to value the 30-year-old in the region of £30 million. However, reports suggest that Trippier is still quietly confident of securing a move to the 20-time English champions and is prepared to remain patient. Rafael Varane has posted a farewell message to Real Madrid fans as he prepares to complete his transfer to Manchester United. Varane was only prepared to leave Madrid for United 10 years after he rejected interest from Sir Alex Ferguson in favour of joining the Bernabeu club, where Jose Mourinho was coach at the time. Varane won 3 La Liga titles, 4 Champions Leagues, 4 Club World Cups and the Copa del Rey during a garlanded decade with Madrid. On his Instagram account, Varane wrote, "These last few days have been charged with many emotions, feelings that I now want to share with all of you. After 10 incredible and wonderful years at Real Madrid, a club I'll always carry in my heart, the day has come to say goodbye." And Manchester United have been forced to cancel their planned pre-season friendly against Preston on Saturday after a COVID-19 outbreak within the first team squad. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's team was set to face the Championship side at Deepdale on Saturday, but the game has been cancelled after United announced they'd identified a small number of suspected positive cases following a round of testing on Thursday. Those are your latest Manchester United headlines.